like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. Oh, whatever time it is you hear this program. I'm Roy Masters, and I have something very important. I mean essential for you to understand as a nation. A divided nation, especially, because as a divided nation, you've got good guys and bad guys. And that's what's been happening over the last 6 or 7 years now. I mean, in real earnest. So, things are going to happen. And bad things are going to happen. And you really have to learn to deal with difficult problems in a very proper way, otherwise you'll be overcome by it. So, regardless who gets into power these days, and I won't go into the political side of that, I have my wishes, who's going to be president, and I've expressed it already. But what is important is the kind of people that do the electing. You get the kind of government you deserve. And that's where I begin my subject matter today. I begin with talking to you about mind control. That nearly all of you are afflicted to some degree, in some way. And whether it's you get oversexed, whether you get divorced, whether you drink, smoke, you have secret judgments and suppressed anger, whatever it is, it's compromised who you are. And in a mystical way, I shall explain it, and not only explain it, but help you to overcome the overcomers. Do you hear that? To overcome the overcomers. So the first part of this 3-hour show is understanding mind control in America. I'm only going to give you a little titsy-witsy part of it because it's too much for you to take at once. I ask you not to try to remember, force yourself to remember all the facts I'm going to give you, because all the facts boil down to one thing, and it means slavery for all America, and horror for 1,000 years or so. Americans, I'm calling you to wake up, and what I'm saying, you are in a kind of sleep, in another zone, and you don't know it. And as an ex-professional hypnotist, I know how to do it and manipulate it, if I so choose, which I cannot, because to do it is the most horrible thing. So bear with me. Bear with me, because I'm going to take 2 hours. Bear with me if you'll spare me 2 hours to say the most disturbing things you've ever heard, but behind those disturbing remarks you're about to hear, please, may the Lord make you truly thankful, is the magic of redemption. There's something that you need to know about yourself you do not know, and nobody will tell you. There's too many people taking advantage of you not knowing about yourself. Bear with me, will you please? I beg of you to just give me a chance to make a few points. It will be terribly disturbing, but not rude. I'm not going to be ruthless. I'm not going to point fingers at anyone. The fingers that will be pointed will be towards yourself. You have to see yourself as the predator, the politician, the dictator sees you and has made you to see him or her in a glowing light. And that's why you always look for love in the wrong places and why your life eventually turns into hell, not just personally, but collectively. That's it. Personally is one thing. It doesn't make a ripple, but collectively, you're going to elect the wrong people, or you'll let them rule and overcome. Today, I'm going to teach you all, as Americans, to overcome whatever it is going to overcome you. I'm Roy Masters.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello. If you missed the first 5 minutes, I'm sorry. I'll just give you a little précis, a short version. What I want to do with these several hours, I'm going to be with you and hope you would be with me. I'm going to tell you something that will save your life. I'm going to tell you some things that are unpleasant, but it will save your wife. And your husband, and your children, and your country. In other words, this is a doing thing for you when I finish with you. You need to see what I'm saying. At the cost of your freedom, you do not. You turn a blind eye. I beg of you, please, do not frown at my the strength of which I deliver this to you. It's in all urgency that you understand. So the first part will be, I can go on for a week with the first part. I'm going to reduce it just a little bit so you get a taste of what you're up against. And then I'm going to show you how you can deal with it as a nation of people and never be overcome, but overcome the overcomer. Do you understand the language? I can overcome the overcomer. There's a technique, a knowledge, or I call it redemption, because you have to be redeemed from who you are before you can overcome the predators in our society that work their way, sociopathic creatures, to the top and enjoy your demise. And it always works. It always has worked since the beginning of time. But now the left, in your way of thinking, or the socialists, that's another name for them, or the Marxists, which is the true name for them, they have it carefully laid out. So here we go. Listen carefully. The principles and techniques of scientific brainwashing closely parallel the manipulations that take place in many families. And you experience that the day you were born. You lose something, and you get something from the generation of parents. In other words, what's wrong with you is born into you as you come into this world, pretty close. Or when you get to 1 or 2 years old, you see what your parents don't see about themselves and what they're doing to you. They don't see that either. And if they see you cry, they don't know what else to do. They don't know how to fix you because they don't know how they did it to you. See, if anything gets did, if you pardon the way I said it. So listen. So Pavlov's and other scientists who invented brainwashing in the early last century learned much about their subjects by observing, refining, and systemizing the cruelties that take place all too often in the family, to wit, almost 80% divorces. Do you think that wouldn't damage your children? And the 20% left is arguments, and don't you think that will damage the children when there's a struggle for power in the family? Believe it or not, that's what it is. So why should I teach you now? Now, I'm going to talk about manipulation. So why should I teach you to manipulate other people's minds when it's blatantly immoral and dangerous? The reason is if I can expose this process, see, I'm going to teach you, but I don't want you to do it. I just want to tell you how it's done so you can see, oh my God, what I've done to me. I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. I've lived like this all my life. So the reason is, as I said, if I can expose you to the process that put you in your straitjacket, so to speak, you will be in a position to disarm the privileged information you're about to learn and has been known and used by dictators, tyrants and bullies and psychopaths and sociopaths for thousands of years, but ordinary citizens have been kept in the dark, especially you with very clever lying medias on the left, dishonest, wicked people. But they don't know they're doing it, so that wicked people don't see anything about being wicked. They just enjoy taking, they take pleasure in seeing you suffer and get power. They're all in it for some kind of power, and that power has to come from you yielding it up to them. So are you interested? Of course you are. You want to know the secret of bending people to your will. That'd be interesting, but don't do it, because you go to a terrible state. You're already in this. You may be a bully and an appeaser. You've got to be one of those two. And either one is as bad as the other, because the one that appeases emboldens the one that was tearing you and eating you for breakfast. See? So, here it is. Be warned concerning the danger of the supreme folly before you enter the game of power, because the tendency to enter into the game of power is when somebody tries to intimidate you and you fight back. Or you yield. And you fight back, you may win, and then the loser becomes the appeaser. And you get power from that. That's not good. And there's other variations of it, but I won't go into it because it takes too long. So, principle number one, before you can dominate others, listen carefully, before you can dominate until you have that power, you have to have the inclination, and you have to have the no way back. You've got to go all the way with it. All right. So principle number one, before you can dominate, you must yourself become a victim. As a victim, you're a bully. And as a victim, you also can play the power of an appeaser, which feeds itself to the bully. Get that. It's true for everybody. Nobody escapes that. It's called codependency. And then if you want to put it on a large scale, it's codependency in politics. It's governmental codependency. Now you see where I'm going with this. Anybody in welfare? There you are. Codependency, and then you have a favored group who belong to the government and are warriors and are expendable to the government. You see? So you've got to be careful accepting the bribe of what I just said. Most likely, you've already fulfilled this requirement. You're either an appeaser or you're a bully one. Very rarely do you find someone who knows how to overcome the overcomer, learning not to hate the hurter. See, that's the key. But we'll come to that in a minute, because you have to have a certain inclination to an inward salvation, redemptive factor, which is necessary for you to overcome evil with good. But first of all, you've got to find the good. It's within you. You lost it when you were a kid. That's what I was referring to just a little while ago. So try to understand it's impossible for anyone worthy of the name human to call up within themselves the reckless, ruthless wickedness he or she needs to order to destroy another person for the fun, the power, and the glory of it all. There are people like that. and those are the ones you elect. You elect the person, just let me put a small point in your personal life. When you appease, it's like loving the beast. You appease and you embolden the bully when you appease. That's not love, but it looks like love. And that goes over and over and over again. You get bitten or you don't get bitten. If you don't get bitten, you get favored. Then you become a slave of the worth, the worthless worth that person gives you. But you're addicted to it. And then when you feel like you're a slave, then you resent it. But then guilt pushes you to think, as a decent person, well, maybe I didn't love him enough. Maybe I should try loving him more and helping him better. See? And a woman feels that way to a man, see, many often. So here we are. So those who enjoy the perverse pleasure of judgment, the judgment seat, will trade redemption for power. Get it? I see where I'm going with this. Inclined to such a necessity of extra demoralizing ruthlessness, like ISIS. It can become that way because power is addictive and it never can stop. The more it gets, the more it wants. The more you give of yourself, the more you have to. And I don't care whether it's a family or it's politics. It works the same way, exactly. And it's only that way in your family that programs you to elect the wrong person. Because so many of you are appeasers. There's more appeasers than bullies. The ratio is maybe 10 to 1. That's why you have a gang, a small gang controlling the whole countryside, the whole inner cities. They can do that, just a small number of people, because we tend to want to be fair, want to appease, go along. We try harder to be generous and forgiving. Bullcucking. That's not the way. That's just asking for trouble. All right. Sorry, I don't mean to be. So what I'm trying to say in advance, once you, that person gets the power, they set out to begin to enjoy that pleasure of that comes from people suffering. It's hard to manage, but maybe you've experienced it yourself. Maybe you sit in judgment of somebody and you suddenly feel a little bit of relief. You're no longer a bully, the victim, you're the victimizer. There's a certain relief in that. It's not healthy. So once they get it, they set out for more and more power and feel called upon to become more hungry, ruthless, because power to the unprincipled is sadistically addicting. No ordinary person can originate wickedness, or for that fact, goodness. For that matter, both qualities project to us from an overriding source we all experience almost the day we're born. It travels through the generations. That's why it's so dangerous. That's why most countries cannot recover. But this country can, because it has a set of rules called the Constitution, which are disappearing because you're becoming appeasers. But it needs to be said. Okay. So, no ordinary person can originate wickedness or goodness, you see. And it's not our purview. For that matter, both qualities you project through us from an overriding source, one from the world and one from within yourself. What that is called redemption. And you need redemption to overcome the overcomer. Don't go away.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now look, I'm going to talk to Amelia in New York. I do hope she's listening about... I'm going to come to marriage in a little bit. But I'm going to give this a break for you because it's painful. I'm going to continue if I don't get callers discussing this subject with me, because I will be discussing marriage, because marriage is a glue, honor and integrity in marriage, which is disappearing with the 80% divorce rate and then the misery of the other 20%. It ain't perfect. And that's the reason why I'm saying these things, because the percentage of people to bring to power something good or evil is 2/3, I believe it is, something like that. And if 2/3 of you are compromised, you will see evil as good and good as evil, leaving the other third to see things as they really are, and frustrated and slaves, and forcibly a slave of those who come to power, and those who brought them to power have been demoralized to want to be a slave. They feel powerful that they've elected that person who will love them as they are, and little known to them and to you, you've elected a devil just the way it is today. And you need to come together and understand that this is going to go on after the next election, if there is one, and you don't fall apart before then. You're still going to be needing to find virtue, because you cannot conquer a virtuous people. You can't conquer me. You can't do that. Well, no matter what it is, it's been not enough to me in my life. You can't conquer me, because I got just a few years to live, and I want to make sure it's not going to happen. It isn't worth it, my miserable existence, to yield at this point to anyone, to anything. See? And that's how it has to be with you. And it's not that way with you, because you got most of you are drug addicted and gamble and sexual perversities of all kinds. God knows how many problems and sins, if you like, or hypnotic states. All sin is a hypnotic state. All you have to do is just get upset and you'll be owned. All you have to do is upset a person. All you have to do is use another technique, is to lie love, and catch somebody in a trap and say, gotcha. And suddenly you have a different face you have to deal with. And then you're caught up in anger at the person who pretended to love you and doesn't. And now you're still now obligated to serve that person. See, God, it is something you need to understand that's going on in your lives. And the communists in power in your government right now, the Marxists, they know this is a systemized way of doing you in, slowly but surely. It's been happening over the years. You see how much you've declined. You've elected a person. Most of you, all too many, have been broken enough not to be able to see, to lose the ability to perceive the game that was going to be played with you, with the words that says fundamental transformation. And it was spoken as if it was coming up, but it really meant down. And if you had intuition, you would have seen it. But because you're broken or favorable to a person like that, you will not see it. See? And you will be overcome, and you well nigh overcome as I speak to you now. Now, let me just stop for a minute. We're going to take Amelia from New York, and I'll continue my thoughts later on. And call your friends. This program can be heard from Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. West Coast time in the evening, and Monday through Friday. And you go figure out wherever it is you. But you can, if you can't find me in the refeed, and if you're listening and you don't know where the station is coming from, and it doesn't come in at 6 o'clock every night on your station, then you need to go to fhu.com. Foundation of Human Understanding. That's a website. And then go to the right-hand corner, and you'll see it. Listen to Roy Live. Listen to Roy Archives every night. So you don't really need to go anywhere else. If you hear this 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, then you're better off coming to the website and just log in. And then you can put it on your iPhone. There's an app. So you can take it everywhere. Amelia, let's talk to you from New York. Amelia, I'm sorry. I just got going and I neglected you. Forgive me. It's Amelia. Good evening, Amelia.
Yes, good evening. Actually, I enjoy everything. I listen to you.
Thank you.
And I was calling because I've been calling you before, but I called you tonight pretty much for similar reasons. My husband gets extremely violent. I just come home. I really don't know what to expect, but intuitively,
Who is extremely violent? You or who?
My husband.
Your husband, okay. I just want to make sure because I didn't quite hear it. It just faded just a little bit at that moment. Thank you. Now, let me ask you a simple question. And there's going to be a break, and then I'll take you at the other side of the break. But the secret of overcoming the overcomer is your fearlessness of outcome. And so it's necessary to find redemption. If I would say to you, you have to be resilient, you have to be strong, that won't work. Because just to tell a person to be brave cannot produce it. If Jesus spoke to you and said, be brave and be resilient, he would be speaking. The Father within him would be speaking through him, and then you would see that, and it would become an immediate gift to be able to do that. I hope I have some of that in me, but I have found a meditation, a way, it's just 7 minutes, the same thing will happen between you and your Lord, and within fractions of a second after you've done the 7 minute, you will start to not react or overreact at all, but actually no reaction to the anger of your husband, which is only a weakling trying to frighten you into submission, and your submission has always given them the power. You've become an appeaser, and you are doomed to suffer. But he can't help. Understand this. He cannot function without your sacrifice to him. Going along, to get along. Did you understand what I just said, Amelia?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I need not to let you, don't make a big deal with it tonight. I ask you to go to my website or go to the Antidote for All website, which is just a plain website with nothing on it, except the meditation, it's free. Please do this and do it several times a day. And call me back. And if you can hear the Lord in me speaking through Roy Masters, then you may be able to do it right away. But if I'm a fake, it can't happen. So it's who says it rather than what is said. Do you understand that part?
Yes, I do.
It depends upon the authority where it comes from. I'm not your ordinary authority. I want you to know that what's coming through me is not me. And so, therefore, if you can hear that, you can do that tonight. The web address is antidoteforall.com, that's all by itself, is the meditation, or you can go to my website and download it from there and listen. FHU.com. FHU.com. Don't go away. I want to speak to Amelia. You know, because I didn't give him much time.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and how your mind can keep you well book. What is a donation? To you, it could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now we're back to Amelia, and she has a brutal husband, an angry one, and I'm going to show her how to tame him. I can show you how to tame all the villains in America. But it would take, you know, a percentage of you to understand this. Because if you stay in the state she's in, and where you may be, as an appeaser, you're empowering your own downfall and creating the problem you learn to hate or love hate. See? So I said that again for Amelia's sake. Did you hear what I just said, Amelia?
Yes, I did.
Do you think, having said this, that when your husband comes in and starts to scream and yell, what he wants is your life force? Do you understand that? And there's something in him that's dark that he doesn't know. You must assume, as Jesus cried out, the very last words he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do while they're hammering nails in his hands and feet. He knew they did not know. They weren't born that way. No one's born that way and to descend to that level, to obey for the sake of your miserable existence to hammer nails in a person's legs and feet and hands. So I'm saying that nearly all of the people listening or watching are appeasers. It's a nation of appeasers. The Jewish people, a whole nation of appeasers. And 6 million of them got murdered. Not so much now. Not so much now, but it was that way. They go country to country. They had a peace and get along to go along.
May I explain to you the pattern so you could show me exactly where I'm going? Because I know that I am. I'm just not seeing clearly exactly. I mean, I know the pattern, but because we're married and we live together, I tend to yield to some of the...
Listen. It's not the yield thing itself. It's the emotional roar. It's the emotion, the angry emotion, the field that's around an angry person. This is a war of fields, war of energies. And when he yells and starts to scream, he's hungry for your submission. And submission gives him the power to continue hurting you and make you a cookie, to eat you slowly but surely, take your life away. And the more life he takes away, the more miserable he becomes, the more hungry he becomes. You become his food and is addicted to your giving in to him, giving your last breath. He cannot help himself. It's addiction. Bullying is addiction. But it also feels, for some people who are destined for damnation, enjoy the pleasure of that. They breathe the life force in as you spew it out. See that? So I suggest to you look at it this way, and therefore to stand your ground, and whether you say anything or not, you don't have to argue. All you need to do is to be cool while he's screaming for power, and then watch him ratchet it up. If you can stay calm and not get tit for tat, not get angry at his anger, if you can find redemption from that anger, which you can if you go to the meditation I've just described, or you can if you hear the truth of what I'm saying and it becomes a very distinct impression on you, because it feels like a breath of fresh air is coming from within me and awakening that truth in you, because that's all it needs, is for you to wake up and become that little child again, but with a big, nice, strong body. Even you're a woman, but you still have a big body. You're not a baby anymore, and you can stand your ground. And if he wants to divorce you, he can. It shouldn't matter what the outcome is. And when you don't care about the outcome, you just let him vent. And when you let him vent, that's called love. When you let a person vent and not hate the hurter and stand there watching him, he will feel a shock that you don't know that you're exuding. You will not know it. He will raise his hand and you'll just look at him. He may slap your hand in your face. He may not. The chances are he may not. But if he does, you don't winch. You don't show any anger. No, you don't have the anger. That's the key, not just show it. it's not got to be not there. It's got to be something that's replaced it. And that's called a redemptive state. Hold a second. Don't go away. I'll talk to you some more.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, we're back to Amelia right now. Are you there, young lady?
Yes.
So, what are you saying now? I interrupted you.
I agree with you 100%. I just have one question.
Okay.
I had separated to not sleep and share bed with him because it seems for him he gets more and more violent. His weakest point is sex, and so, and then after months and months and him getting violent, he did get physical with me, and my son gets all riled up. I finally went into bed and shared a bed for a couple of days, and now he's back with tremendous violence, and this has been the pattern, so I'm not able to hold my ground completely or not sharing a bed with him. I sense that that should be the way, just not to sleep with him at all, period.
Absolutely. Because addiction, to force you to do something that would otherwise be natural if you were to give yourself in honest love with respect to a respectable husband. But an animal like that, that can't help being an animal, he can't see himself, but you can make him see himself by not reacting, because if you get upset, he only sees the projection of himself in you. So you fall apart and he feels glorified. He only sees the problem in you, then he doesn't see his own problem. And then he sees you giving up. He feels strengthened by the effervescing. That's you're like a glass of seltzer water with two
that
drops.
Of... That was a foundation, but he gets joy from me crying in pain. He tried to break.
There you are. You're crying and begging. It's all part of his pleasure.
He takes pleasure in my pain.
I know, but I tell you what. I hear that. I suggest you go to my website and go to my website, FHU.com, and you have to do that when he's not there. You got to find a spot and learn how to meditate, because I will show you where repentance of your own weaknesses. In other words, you are weak. You are feable. You've been broken since you were a child. You've been sort of trained and programmed to yield to authority. But the authority is the bully. The bully will smell it, sense it miles away. In my lifetime, and since I was a young boy, people couldn't come near me and I didn't know what it was. I had something I want to share with you. I didn't know I had it. It took me till I was about 36 to know what it was. And then I said, that's who you are. It was Jesus, I'm Jewish. That's who you are. And of course, it's in the course of my search for what causes people to hurt each other, kill each other, destroy each other, wars. I look for the reason for it. I found it. It is helping the individual to stand up with courage and not worrying about outcome. Not worrying about outcome. Stand your ground. But the trouble is, you cannot until you meditate, until you sit quietly. And the scripture, it says, if you want that, I'll just put that in there. Be still and know that I am God and your husband isn't, and nobody else is. You got me now? Something you have to do quietly on the QT. And so call me again tomorrow. Will you?
Yes, I will.
You got to digest that a little bit. And hopefully you go to meditate to the website, FHU.com. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, young lady. It's a very, very common question. And you see my answer. And I'm reading a little bit to you today. The article I've been reading to and at living around has come from the New Dimensions in 1982 or 3, I think it is. I'm looking for it here. Let me see. It's 1989. I had a magazine. It lasted for several years. It was a powerful magazine. The headlines here is Mind Control in America. So I'm just taking the article I wrote in that. And I'll put this whole New Dimensions up on the web one of these days so you can see the whole magazine is, it looks like any other one on the stand, and better than any of, because it's subject, the whole subject is that in that magazine. It got destroyed. You know, the media called me all kinds of names, Roy Masters this, Roy Masters that, bang. The supporters disappeared. We had 70,000 already. And it was just a magnificent. So I'm going to reintroduce them. I'll put them on my website. And you can turn the pages and download. That's what we're going to do soon. You can already do that with my booklets. So you go to books, and then you go to booklets, and then you can download, you can read it. You read a page, and if you like it, you download it for $5, and you get a copy of the booklets I distributed over the years. For 55 years, I've done different kinds of things. Magazine booklets, pamphlets. And we have all that. You know, I've got an equivalent to 100 books there, at least. I've got about 20 books now. But you can make books out of all of them. And book is not the thing itself. It is the means by which I can deliver you what's wrong with you. If you don't know what's wrong with you, you can't fix it. See, what you don't know what's wrong with you is, I don't know how to say this, I'll try to say it again. Because what's wrong with you is you can't see what's wrong with you. You can't see what it is. You're blinded. So let me continue with my thoughts here after the break. Don't go away. 800-866-8883. If you want to call me, don't be afraid. See, cowardy, cowardy custard. See, the lady called me and I gave her what I was saying in the opening. It's somewhere in the opening of the program that was there. See? So just quickly. So by the way, we are supported by your listeners supported. So you may hear this on a commercial station, but I don't get paid. I had to find the money to do that. They just give me the time. That's nice. It's one non-commercial thing they do for the community where some things can be said that couldn't otherwise be said. So here I am, the otherwise speaker. Okay. So what I'm saying here, I said there's a certain kind of person who has been corrupted as a child, but nobody comes into the world the way we are now. We're all born innocent. It is the sin, there's another word for sin, it is trauma. And trauma is transferred from generation to generation. So if you're born in Borneo, you'd be a cannibal. You're born in Israel, you'd be a nice Jewish boy. See, anywhere. But you could also be a rebel against being a nice Jewish boy and could become a bad guy. So that's the only choice you've got. In this case, I was talking about a bully, the appeaser and the bully. So here we are again. That is a hypnotic state. So you come into a world of bullies and fake love. And I mean, most love is fake. And mothers often worry and are very concerned. How is it? I've loved my cat so much. Well, you see, I don't know what's the matter with me. What's the matter with him? No, it's what's the matter with you is you don't know what love is. Your love creates codependency. all the nice things you say are just puffing him up and making him dependent upon the sense of worth he gets from that as a kid. Have you ever felt embarrassed when people praise you and tell you what a nice job you're doing? After a while, you don't want to do it because you feel you don't know how to deal with the praise. It's separating you from your innocence. And then they think there's something wrong with you and they take you to the psychiatrist. Deep down inside, you don't want to be praised. You don't want to be loved like that, but you don't know how to stop it because it looks like love, but isn't. It's robbing you of who you are. Just that.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, the program number is 8409. No ordinary person can originate evil. You don't come in the world evil. You don't come into the world, you come into the world innocent. But then you become programmed, depending upon which country you're in. Then you speak the language and you obey the authority in that area. And the authority in most parts of the world are tyrannical, as you've seen it. America is one of the few places that but we're losing it. So we're losing it because we become appeasers. We rise up and play, and there's too much pleasure in the sex, and we start to be too much pleasure in the food, and the food becomes our God, and the sex becomes the God that gives you the sense of worth, and so on and so forth. And so we're not going to go into that right now, if you don't mind. So, no, but point is, we don't originate wickedness, but wickedness originates through our parents. See? Through our parents. Honor your mother and father, the days that the Lord may be long upon you, the land he gives you. You see, you have to understand, your parents weren't born over-loving you and ruining you, appeasing you or damning you and cruel. They don't see themselves doing anything wrong. They see anything wrong as something with you, you're a little brat kind of thing. Or if there's something wrong, they rise to want to fix it for you, but they're making worse what they put into you and don't know they're doing it. And not, a psychiatrist is not up to this. All they got is pills. No. So you didn't originate your own wickedness, or goodness for that matter. You've got to look for that within yourself. Both qualities project through us from an overriding source, and we're helpless before them. Helpless. I'm helpless because I've chosen a different side. I've been redeemed. So therefore, I don't know how to hate you. I don't hate the hurter. I don't know how. That pseudo-privilege is taken away from me. It needs to be taken away from you, because if it's not taken away from you, you will fall into the spell of other people's cruelty. So if you're conscious of the presence of a dark spirit within yourself, it's because some long-forgotten trauma caused you to lose control, and your soul let the intruder in. You couldn't help that either. And it's been living itself through you all along. And everywhere you go to people to try to fix what's gone wrong with your head and your sickness and your various diseases that blossom out of that, in that original thing. And they also have the same problem. They can't see into you, but they are authority, and you take the medicine and you take their advice, and you sit and pour out your heart to the psychiatrist. He hasn't got the foggiest idea of what to do, and 10 years later you're worse off. See, and short for $20,000. See, so once the nature of the intruder has been implanted in you. It will rob you of your former identity and sit unholy in the place of the holy and live through you as if it was the real you. Under this control, you will find yourself bullying the weak and doing to others all the nasty things that was done to you, whether you like it or not. So now you're standing in your parents' shoes. It awakens in you the hunger to control and violate others in some people, and the other people cringe, and the great proportion of people cringe. It only takes a few bullies to conquer a whole crowd. See? So it awakens you the hunger to control and violate others, or it awakens in you to taste the fruits of power, yes. And you start to forget that you've been victimized and you got caught up in the excitement of the wickedness and the implanted knowledge you acquired through some early trauma experience. So you either play the role of the bully and you cannot stop. The boy has a fight with his dad and he loses out and his father beats him up and then he gives up his life force to his father, but he's got his father's nature in. And he finds that if he's a little bit, goes to school and he gets a little mean, people immediately become frightened. And pretty soon he discovers how to be his dad to everybody else. And then you've got a bully on this. There it is. And you have one bully, the whole damn school is so scared. I would take that bully on. I'm going to take the bully on. He's in the White House. You won't. You're too politically correct. That makes you a nation of appeasers. Okay, hate him. But when you hate him, you start to get sick. Then you need him for Medicare or need him for something. He takes your job away. There it is. You hate him, and the more you hate him, the more you can take it out in your fries. You can't hate somebody and keep it to yourself without tearing yourself to pieces. You could do it for a little while, then pretty soon you become suicidal. You've got to take it out in somebody. And you could put a nice face on it, and you can slowly die struggling with yourself. You can't fix this. You have to be redeemed from it. You need to switch sides. See? Okay. So once you taste the fruits of power, you tend to forget that you've been victimized and you get caught up in the excitement of the wicked, implanted knowledge you acquired through your early trauma experience. And once you've been violated and imprinted, the extension of carnal knowledge by virtue of that, you find validation for your power trip through the enslavement of others. And that is a very common thing. And it goes all the way up the ladder till you have codependency like that, so that the government gets more and more powerful and hires more and more powerful people and leaves more and more of you to smaller jobs. Their anger and taking your frustration out on of what's going on with the dilemma of the world falling apart around you, losing your job, taking your frustration out on your wife takes out on the children. And so you're all becoming demoralized. See, all becoming demoralized. We have to stop it somewhere. And it's only can be stopped if you can find the truth there. The time is up, but have another hour coming. So Tony, hold Tony there, please. He's on the subject of people pleasing. Okay, it's great stuff. So tell him to hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, quickly, FHU.com is the place to go. If you hear me in the middle of the night, sunny morning somewhere, then you want to hear me every day, then you go to FHU.com/donate if you want to donate. We depend on your support. But you can download and you can get it. You can get those, get it on your iPhone. And you can tune into me every day, Monday through Friday.